All right, Survivor fans, get ready for a deep dive into episode 2 of Survivor 47.
Episode 2, huh?
You know the drill. You send us the source material.
You betcha.
And this time, it's straight from John and Andy over at the Purple Rock Survivor podcast.
They seem to think that this episode was just kind of mid, you know. Nothing really stood out to them as being like super fantastic or like horribly edited.
Yeah.
Just kind of like a middling episode of Survivor.
Which got us thinking.
Yeah.
Is that a bad sign? You know, we're only 2 episodes in.
Right.
Does that mean we're in for like a predictable season?
Yeah. Are we going to be able to predict everything?
Or are the editors, are they just hiding something?
Oh, hiding something.
Hiding some like super strategic gameplay from us.
Yeah. Are they saving it for later?
So much to unpack.
Yeah.
Let's jump right into it.
Let's get into it.
John and Andy, they started by dissecting Tiana's big move to vote out TK.
Oh.
Which I think, you know, on the surface level, you could be like, oh, man.
Yeah, you're getting rid of a challenge beast.
Yeah, you need
those. As someone you want on your team.
Especially early on, you want those challenge
beasts. Yeah, early merge, you need those guys.
Right.
You need the people who can win.
Yeah.
So to get rid of them so early is kind of a head scratcher.
Exactly. So what did John and Andy say about that? Why were they kind of team Tiana on this one?
Okay, so they actually agreed that it was the right move.
Interesting.
For her game.
Okay.
Long term. And they brought up the point, if you remember TK's little outburst.
Oh, yeah.
After they lost that immunity.
He was not happy.
Not happy.
Not a good loser.
He made it very clear.
Very clear.
I hate losing. I hate losing.
Yeah, we get it.
We get it.
You hate losing.
Everybody hates losing.
That's why you're on Survivor.
Right.
To try not to lose.
Why are you yelling at everybody?
It's like, dude.
Take it down a notch.
Okay, so that's understandable.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know how many of us have been in a situation where maybe we did lose our cool.
Oh, yeah.
When we shouldn't have.
I've definitely been that guy.
But doing it on Survivor?
Yeah.
Not a good look.
No, cameras are rolling.
So John and Andy, they kind of keyed in on this as like a major red flag for TK as a player.
They saw that as, okay, so he's got the physical strength.
Right.
But does he have the emotional stability?
The strategic mind.
And the strategic mind.
Got aimed.
To really go far in this game.
Yeah.
And they weren't so sure.
Interesting.
After seeing that outburst.
Okay, so tribe strength, not everything.
You got to have the whole package.
You got to have the whole package. You got to have it all.
If you want to win $1 million.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So let's move on. Let's talk about Gabe's big move.
Okay.
He played his idol. His immunity idol.
Big move.
At the very first tribal council.
Very first one.
Can you remind all of our listeners what an immunity idol even does?
Yeah, so basically an immunity idol is a get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
You play it correctly.
You're safe.
You're safe.
No matter what.
Doesn't matter if every single person
writes your name down.
Writes your name down. You're good.
You're good. You're safe.
You're safe.
Yeah.
So powerful.
Very powerful. But.
But very risky.
Very risky.
So back to Gabe.
Yeah.
Playing it so early.
John and Andy, what were their thoughts?
They were surprised, I think, like a lot of people were.
Right. It's like so early.
So early. Why would you do this?
Why?
But Andy, who's a little bit more the analytical one.
Okay.
He kind of broke it down.
All right.
He said, you know, there's a very real possibility of a tie at this tribal council.
Oh, yeah.
Which could lead to a rock draw.
Oh, the dreaded rock draw.
Which nobody wants.
For those who don't know, that's where everyone left at tribal.
Everyone who's eligible.
Picks a rock out of a bag, and if you get the odd colored rock.
You're going home.
You're going home.
Just like that.
Just like that.
No matter what you've done in the game up to that point.
Brutal.
So Andy's point was that by playing his idol, he completely took himself out of that scenario.
Smart.
Guaranteed his own safety.
Love that. Love that for him.
Right.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he potentially gained some leverage.
Oh, how
within his alliance.
Okay.
Because now they need him.
Oh, okay.
More than ever.
He's valuable.
They can't get rid of him. Now he's got power.
He's got the power.
He knows he's safe.
I love that. Okay.
So it's like a very smart strategic move, even though it seemed like it was coming from a place of fear.
Oh, interesting.
So that was the question that they posed.
Yeah.
Is playing an idol out of fear ever the right move?
That's a good question.
And they went back and forth.
Because on the one hand, you could say
you're safe.
But on the other hand, you're wasting it, potentially.
What if you really need it later?
What if there's like a, you know,
a blindside coming?
Yeah. And you don't have it.
You don't have
it. You're going home.
You're going home.
Brutal.
Tough
call. Tough call.
Yeah, it's a gamble no matter how you look at it.
Classic Survivor.
Classic Survivor.
All right, so that was kind of their take on that. Now, before we get into their very passionate thoughts on the men of Survivor this season.
Okay.
Any other insights from this part of the episode we should highlight?
They brought up that even though Gabe playing his idol was a big moment, it doesn't necessarily mean he's like a strategic mastermind at this point.
Yeah.
We didn't see more gameplay from Gabe before we...
Yeah, he's got to earn that.
Exactly.
Strategic king title.
A little too early. A little too early.
Okay, well, speaking of which, I am very eager to hear what John and Andy had to say about the men of Survivor 47.
Oh, boy.
Because they seemed a little passionate about this.
They did. They definitely had some thoughts. And it seems like they're not quite sold on the guys this season.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, who is first up on their chopping block of people that they are not here for?
Well, they started with Andy, and this is Andy the contestant, not Andy the podcast host.
Of course.
Just to clarify.
Yes, very important distinction.
And it sounds like he's a bit polarizing.
Okay.
Among fans.
I can see that.
John actually read some listener comments about Andy, and opinions were all over the place.
Interesting.
Some people love him. Some people, not so much.
That tracks with kind of what we've seen so far from Andy.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, he's had his moments.
He's had some good confessionals.
Okay.
But then some other times where I'm like...
Questionable.
Questionable.
Okay, all right. Who else is on their radar?
All right, next up we have Sam, who has appointed himself as... The content king.
The content king.
Of Survivor 47.
Survivor 47.
But John and Andy are not buying what he's selling.
Really?
No, they're not into it.
What are they thinking? What's going on there?
They found his on-camera persona to be a little much.
A little much.
A little much. Like he's trying a little too hard.
Okay.
To create these like viral moments, like these TikTok-worthy moments.
Yeah.
Instead of just playing the game.
Oh, interesting.
Like, chill out, Sam. Just play the game.
Just be authentic. Yeah.
Just be authentic.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll get you further.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Who else?
Oh, you know, they couldn't leave out Rum.
Oh. Ooh.
Who has become quite the character.
Yes, he has.
With his delusions of grandeur. And, you know,
yes.
John and Andy acknowledge that they're entertaining.
Oh, for sure.
But they weren't impressed by his gameplay.
Right. It's a lot of talk.
A lot of talk, not a lot of action.
A lot of talk, not a lot of action.
A lot of talk, not a lot of action.
And these stories about... almost having a basketball career.
Oh, yeah.
And then pivoting to potentially being a rapper.
He's like one step away from releasing a collab with Drake.
Like, Rome, pump the brakes.
Rome, pump the brakes.
Let's see what you can do on Survivor first.
Okay, let's
focus. One dream at a time.
One step at a time.
One step at a time, Rome.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
So they were not buying it. No, they had a field day with these servers. They actually, it's so funny, they went on to create their own top three list.
Okay.
Of like the most epic hip-hop and NBA crossovers.
Yeah, that's a list I need to hear, but first I have to know.
Yeah.
Was there any hope for these men? Did John and Andy see any glimmer of hope for the men of Survivor 47?
You know, they did find a few bright spots, but among the women.
Okay, among the women.
Among the women.
All right, who are we highlighting? Who are we giving some love to?
They were particularly impressed by Rachel's kind of gutsy move, you know, when she tried to bend the rules by sharing the rice.
Yeah, the rice caper.
With the other tribe.
Of Survivor 47.
The rice caper, yes.
Very bold move. Very bold.
Very bold. It didn't work out.
It did not work out.
But you got to admire the hustle.
You do. You do. What do they like about it?
They like that she was being proactive.
Okay.
That she saw an opportunity and she went for it, even though it blew up in her face.
Yeah.
But... they also gave shout-outs to Tiny, Kishan, Anukika, and Tiana as like players to watch.
To watch.
They could potentially go really far in this game.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to see who emerges from the shadows, right?
Exactly.
And becomes this like strategic mastermind.
Exactly. Sometimes it's not the loud ones, you know?
Sometimes it's not, yeah. Sometimes it's the ones that are like, oh, I'm just here to, I don't know.
I'm just here to make friends.
Make friends, yeah. And then they end up winning the entire game.
Exactly. They're like, oh, I had no idea what was going on. Here's $1 million.
That's the best.
It's the best.
Okay, but speaking of potential power moves.
Okay.
Let's talk about those beware advantages. Oh, yes.
Both Andy and Rome found them.
They did.
And they could not have handled this more differently.
Completely different approaches.
Yes.
Which which I love.
Okay, break it down for us.
Okay, so Andy, right? His hesitancy to even open it
Oh my gosh, I know.
Was baffling, especially after his little display at the immunity challenge.
Right.
It's like, dude, you're worried about going home.
You're worried.
You found this advantage.
Just open it.
You don't even know what it is.
What are you doing?
Like, what if it's something that could save you?
What if it's an idol?
Exactly. Yet. Just open it.
It didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense.
And then you have Rome,
yes,
who found it and was like, hey, Tiny.
Yo.
I found this thing.
Rome. No.
Let me tell you all about
Why
it.
Why are you doing this?
I don't trust anyone, but I'm going to tell you what this advantage is.
Oh, Rome.
So very different approach.
Very different. Very different. And John and Andy, what did they have to say about this?
They were just floored. They thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
But also a really good example of how
okay.
these advantages can be so powerful.
Yeah.
But they can also completely backfire
yes.
if they're not used correctly.
A blessing and a curse.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I love that. Before we get to John and Andy's top three list, which I'm very excited about.
Yes.
Any other takeaways, anything that our listeners should know before we move on? Any other takeaways, anything that our listeners should know before we move on?
They did say that even though this episode wasn't, you know, like the most dramatic.
Right.
Or unpredictable.
Yeah.
There were still like those little moments of strategy and character development.
Of course.
That are worth paying attention to.
Absolutely. It's those little things.
A little thing.
That add up to the big picture.
Exactly. Every episode of Survivor, even the mid ones.
Right.
Adds another layer to the overall story.
It's like building a puzzle.
It is.
You need every piece.
You need all those little pieces. You can't just have.
Even the like weird shaped ones.
The corner pieces.
Yeah.
You need those too.
Okay. I love that. All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of big and flashy.
Okay.
You promised me a top three list.
Oh, that's right.
The hip-hop NBA crossover.
Yes.
Give the people what they want.
Coming in at number three.
Okay.
Master P.
Master
P. Did you know he played in a preseason game for the Charlotte Hornets?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Master P was on the court.
Master P, I need footage of this.
It's real.
Okay.
He was, they had him in training camp. He was practicing with the team.
That is wild.
They said it was just like completely unexpected.
Of course.
But also very ambitious and like,
okay.
It didn't pan out, obviously.
Right. But it happened.
It happened. And it's amazing.
It's a moment.
It is.
I love that. Okay. Who else?
All right. Number two.
Okay.
We've got Drake.
Drake.
And his, shall we say,
his
passionate fandom.
Oh, yes.
Of the Toronto Raptors.
Yes.
Courtside Drake.
He's like the unofficial mascot.
He's basically the sixth man at this point.
He is.
He's there all the time. He's celebrating. He's like almost coaching from the sidelines.
He's coaching.
It's a lot. But, you know, it's Drake and the Raptors.
It's iconic.
It's a whole thing.
Okay, I love that. Who's number one?
Okay, coming in at number one,
okay.
We have a classic.
Okay.
It's Shaq.
Okay.
Shaq with his whole venture into the world of rap.
Oh, iconic.
From Shaq Diesel.
Amazing.
To You Can't Stop the Rain.
Yes.
It's impressive.
I mean, he really went for it.
He did. He really
did. What was their favorite Shaq moment, or was it just like all of it?
They had to mention his collaboration with the Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah.
On the song Shaq Fu.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I mean, that was a choice.
A choice. An interesting choice.
But again, it's one of those things where
it's iconic because it happened. Okay, I love that.
It wasn't about being the next, you know, number one hit.
Right.
It was just pure fun.
It's just
fun. Randomness.
Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, so John and Andy.
Yeah.
They found some comedy gold in a quote-unquote mid-episode of Survivor.
Yes.
We got some hot takes. We got a top three list.
We did.
Is there anything else we need to know?
They did wrap up
okay.
by posing some questions. You know, they want to know if any of the good players
right.
that we discussed, if they'll make it far.
If they rise to the top.
Will anyone call out Rome?
Yes.
On his antics?
On his delusions.
His delusions, exactly.
Will anyone do it?
And most importantly, will any of the listeners
okay.
submit their own hip-hop NBA crossover list?
Oh, I love it.
Because why not?
Send us your top three. Let's hear it.
Let's make this a whole thing.
I love, okay, this is a fun one.
It was a good one.
I love it when we can find these little nuggets of gold.
Exactly. Even in an episode that's just like, oh, kind of mid.
It just goes to show.
Yeah.
You can find the entertainment.
There's always help
to you. If you look hard enough.
Exactly.
And, you know, John and Andy, they provided it for us. So
they did. They did.
Thank you to John and Andy.
We appreciate them.
For your service.
Yes.
And thank you to all of our listeners.
Of course. Thank you guys so much.
For sending us this deep dive. This is awesome.
This was a fun one.
All right. So that is our show.
That's it.
We hope you enjoyed this unique perspective.
Yes.
On this episode, on the players, all of the things.
All the things. Hip-hop, NBA.
Hip-hop, NBA, Survivor, what's not to love.
It's a perfect combination.
It is. It is. All right. Until next time.
See you guys.
Keep your eyes on the prize.